folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are here every Monday night at 7 to 8 p.m. on Devil's Radio, The Shaw, 540 a.m. and 101 or 92.7 FM. I am here with Attorney Jeff Mandel of Law Forward, and we were talking about a recent lawsuit involving the fraudulent electors. And before we move on to redistricting and a couple other things, I think something that you said that really needs to be emphasized, that in Wisconsin, we had a federal judge, right? Judge Ludwig was a appointee of President Trump's that shut the door in the federal courts saying that there was no fraud, right?
Yep.
And I that is something that I don't know if the public is paying attention to, or sometimes they forget that it was a Trump appointed federal judge that said enough is enough. So I wish your lawsuit all the best. I want to touch on a couple other sort of important issues. Redistricting, right? Where are we at on redistricting, and what are the maps, and where do we go forward? What's the latest?
Well, the redistricting process is at an unfortunate point after, more than a year and a half of litigation in both state and federal court. We now know what the maps are for this year's 2022 legislative and congressional elections. And especially on the state legislative side, those maps are an unfortunate partisan gerrymander that was baked in by the legislature to preserve its own gerrymandered majority. We are a state, we have the most extreme partisan gerrymander in the United States here in Wisconsin. And the legislature has managed to make it worse and has gotten the Wisconsin Supreme Court to bless that. It's really unfortunate because the Wisconsin Supreme Court initially issued, there were three orders the Wisconsin Supreme Court issued, and let's walk through them quickly. The first one was a really unfortunate order. It was about a number of procedural things, but one of the things that the court said is that because the court was going to have to engage in redistricting, because the legislature and the governor hadn't been able to reach an agreement, that the court was going to do so, and in a sense of modesty, entirely misplaced, the court was going to make the least changes from the existing map possible. Now, that might in the abstract sound like a good idea, that the last time the governor and the legislature did it together, that's the way we hope it will happen. And so we're going to make as few changes as possible. That would have been a good idea, except for the fact that Wisconsin already had the most extreme partisan gerrymander in the United States, a gerrymander so extreme that a three-judge panel of federal judges, two of whom were appointed by Republican presidents,
right,
held that it was unconstitutional, that it was so egregious, it offended the Constitution. The United States Supreme Court did not say that was wrong. The United States Supreme Court had some ticky-tack technical issues about exactly who the plaintiffs were and how many districts were represented, sent it back for the plaintiffs to try again. And then in the meantime, in a different case out of North Carolina, decided that the federal courts weren't going to deal with partisan gerrymandering cases anymore. So we have this terrible gerrymander, and the first decision the Wisconsin Supreme Court issued last year was to say, well, we're going to change that as little as possible. So they were already baking in the unfairness.
That is the baked-in component.
Right. Then all the parties, right, the governor, the legislature, the nonprofit groups that Law Forward represented, and others, the Senate Democratic Caucus, a group of mathematicians, it went on and on and on, the Elections Commission, everybody submitted new maps that were based on this unfair least changes idea. But everybody submitted new maps, and there were differences. The map the legislature submitted, for example, was manifestly worse, less fair, less democratic, not democratic for the Democratic Party with a capital D, less democratic in terms of letting the people choose their representatives. instead of the representatives choose their voters, then what are some of the others? And much to many people's surprise, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which is a conservative majority court, chose the maps that Governor Evers submitted. It said he actually met the test. He created the least changes while also making sure that minority groups and communities of interest were treated fairly under the plan. And the Wisconsin legislature ran sort of hair afire to the U.S. Supreme Court and claimed that this was a violation of racial equality, et cetera, et cetera. And in a really unprecedented move, the United States Supreme Court, without full briefing, with no oral argument, summarily reversed the court and sent it back. And at that point, the Wisconsin Supreme Court sort of, you know, Justice Hagedorn is sort of the swing justice in the middle. He sort of threw up his hands. He said, I don't know what to do. And the conservative fringe of the court, in an effort to say, we want race to play no part, issued this terrible decision that the legislature's maps were the only ones they could even consider. And they dismissed all the other maps as racially biased because they went from having 6 African-American majority districts in the Milwaukee area to 7. But they ignored the racial bias that is implicit in the legislature's maps, which go from having 6 African-American majority districts in the Milwaukee area to 5. Even though it is African-American population that's rising in Milwaukee while white population decreases. So African-Americans are making up a bigger and bigger share. They're getting less and less voice in our government. It's really unfortunate. But as I said at the beginning, these are the maps for this year. And after the elections this year, we'll figure out where we go next. And no one should necessarily believe that these are going to be the maps for the full decade.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Law Forward. Let me just say this. Did you hear it, folks? Loud and clear. The Wisconsin Supreme Court claimed that the governor's maps was a racial gerrymander when it went from 6 to 7 districts out of a total of 99. And the reality is, folks, we ended up with 5 out of the 99. If that isn't a racial gerrymander, I don't know what is. This is the Paul Revere Show, folks. Thank you all. See you next week. Thank you, Jeff.